Well, if you want to learn traditional skills, then this is certainly an idyllic place to do it. I'm walking down a tree-shaded lane lined with bluebells to a farmhouse with pink clematis climbing all over it. We're less than half a mile from the River Tyvee as it passes through the gorge at Kilgarran, just upstream from Cardigan. Penwenallt Farm is where Martin and Nina Weatherhead teach dyeing, spinning and weaving. The studio part of the setup is just across the old farmyard here. Well, Martin, if you tell me a little bit about what people can learn when they come here, you know, you provide accommodation as well. What is the full range of courses? It's not just weaving.
No, it's weaving, spinning and dyeing. And you can do all three if you want, but obviously time is a problem if you want to do everything.
The most popular is the weaving?
The most popular is the weaving, yes. But there are quite a few people who come to learn to spin because they have their own sheep, normally a pet flock of maybe two or three, and they want to use their wool.
And then if people don't want to use wool, can they weave in cotton and silk and all these other things? You have the wherewithal to teach them all of these different ways.
Yes, the fundamental techniques are the same, but depending on the quality of the yarn and its fineness, you're going to be weaving in a different style. So we hold stocks of wool and silk and some cotton.
How wide is the range of what weaving even consists of?
Oh, it's never-ending. You're always learning. I've been weaving now for 35 years, and I'm still learning new techniques, so the opportunities are immense. You go on forever. But in terms of the equipment, a medieval weaver could walk into this room and use the loom straight away. It hasn't changed that much.
So how did you get into this then in the first place? Because way back you were in broadcasting.
Well, I was in broadcasting, but before that I did a degree in zoology and I was an academic scientist. But while I was at school I learnt to weave as part of O-level art. And what I liked about weaving was its combination of technology, which can be very complex or very simple, depending on how you want to do it, and the combination of that with art and colour.
So if people want to come and learn weaving or dyeing or spinning, what happens? They actually come and stay with you here just outside Kilgarran?
That's right. We provide a full board accommodation for people who need it. Summer courses last for 1 week. They'll come on a Saturday evening and go home on the following Saturday morning.
But for people coming over the summer months, are they here sort of right through the day every day, or do they get a day off to go and explore the area? What's the format of it?
They do have a day off to get around and explore the area, and there's so much more to see around here as well. But most of them, in fact, come and are so dedicated, they sit and weave all day long until we drag them away for supper.
And I could see on your website, you say that the studio here, the actual where people are doing the weaving, is open 24 hours. I mean, do you get people who will come here and maybe at 1 or 2 in the morning they might even be at it?
Well, mostly they're fairly tired by that time, but yes, towards the end of the week, where they're needing to finish perhaps a large piece, they may go out after supper and carry on weaving till midnight. But the workshop's detached from the house, so they won't make any noise and disturb other people.
Well, one of the guests who's come down to learn this week is Caroline Bennett. You live on Exmoor, so it's not a huge distance away as the crow flies, at least. Are you beginning to get to grips with this? This is really day one now, isn't it, on the Sunday morning. How is weaving going? You've done a little bit before.
I've done a small amount before. I've been weaving for about a year, so I have got some of the basic terms in my head. But Martin is very clear on teaching, and it makes it sort of much easier to actually set up your loom and your warp and get weaving. And what I'm actually learning on a very basic pattern here is a proper understanding of how the loom actually works, as opposed to just following a pattern book telling you which rows and which shafts to press down to get the pattern. And I think that's a really good basis if you want to carry on weaving and extend your skills.
It's understanding the theory of what you're doing then is, I think, what you're saying, isn't it? It's not just push that through there, push this through here, pull that lever. It's really a comprehension of how it all changes, the pattern moves through the cloth.
It depends what you want out of the weaving, because I can see many people be very happy just to follow a pattern. But if you want to learn to be more creative within the work, and there are so many different techniques and ways you can do this, you have to get to grips with the basics of the loom first.
The second learner is Heidi Siddiqui from Boston in Lincolnshire. How are you getting on with it? You seem to be really very involved here.
I'm trying, but I'm not very good. I need a lot of help. I had a stroke and I have to relearn again.
And how is it going then?
Takes time.
Well, that was last Sunday. It's now Wednesday. So how has it been going for Caroline and Heidi? Caroline, more confident, more capable? Well, what have you been learning? What have you done?
I'm definitely more confident and hopefully more capable because Martin's tidied up my technique so there's less room for error. And I'm now attempting something I've never done before at all, which is a double weave cloth where you weave two cloths simultaneously and you can join them either at the edges or weave them together in the middle to make as many different patterns as you want. But it does involve twice as many threads.
So is there an end product, something visible, or have you really been doing something deeper than that, and that's learning techniques, different ways of doing it, rather than just making a cushion cover or something?
Right. What I've chosen to do with the week I've had here is do samples for lots of different techniques, so I then can go home and actually have a good idea how to sort of get a good end product, and I'll be able to do so much more with that than just having made one rug.
And Heidi, how's it been going for you?
Very good, yeah. I'm doing the same as the samples.
And are you feeling happier about it? Are you going to carry on with weaving?
Yeah, when I get home, yeah.
Well, Martin, you've been showing me how to operate a very simple little hand loom. My progress has been somewhat faltering. I don't think I'm that coordinated. But it's obviously a very enjoyable, very creative process, that much I certainly can see. So if someone really masters all of this, how costly either to set up on their own or to join a sort of guild of weavers across the UK somewhere?
Yes, there are guilds all over the country, the whole of the UK and abroad as well, and they're a very friendly group of people. So you just have to look up the Association of Guilds of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers. That's a bit of a mouthful on the web, and you'll find, or Guild of Weavers would do, and that will put you in contact with a group that's local to you. And then you'll be able to carry on with them and they'll give you hints as to how to progress. In terms of equipment, it's no worse than a camera. A big loom would cost you anywhere from £500 upwards. A small loom like the one you were trying out will only be about £30. So you go according to your budget.
Certainly not at all punitive price-wise. And obviously if you join a local guild, I presume you have access to looms that way. Can you get stuff cheaper? I mean, is there second-hand?
Yes, there is a market in second-hand looms, and they come in at about half price. So you can always look on the web again for that.
So, Nina, let's talk briefly then about what visitors get on, shall we say, the accommodation, the hotel side of it, as it were, the B&B side. What is the regime? It's pretty much, because you're out in the country here, it's got to be full board, I imagine.
Yes, that's right. It is full board. And I cater for all types of diets. So this week we have vegetarian and meat eating. So
you'll do whatever they require.
Diets, yes. I like it. Because we're such small numbers, I can respond to whatever people's requirements are.
So let's start the day chronologically then, breakfast. Roughly what time does everybody get going here?
About 8 to 8.30 is breakfast.
And that would be what, continental or cooked breakfast? How do you do it?
I mean, for B&B we do the cooked breakfast. But with the courses, because there's lunch as well, we do a continental breakfast.
And then lunch, of course, because they're still here, busy weaving away in the studio. What kind of a lunch do you put on? The sort of sandwiches or salad?
No,
or
it depends on the weather. So we have been sitting outside in the lovely open sunshine. Yes, salads, that kind of thing. Maybe hot quiche if it's cooler. So I vary it according to the weather, and now it's getting a bit cooler, and maybe soup and homemade rolls, that kind of thing, homemade bread.
And dinner time, that arrives eventually. They've had a busy day working away on the looms here. What's the kind of style of for dinner?
Family meal, so we all sit round and people help themselves to the vegetables. Hopefully it's varied, chicken, fish, meat, and the equivalent for vegetarian.
Do you do a pudding?
Yes, of course, yes.
And then on the accommodation side, what do you have? I mean, are these, is it fairly simple or is it good quality B&B kind of accommodation? Twin rooms, double rooms, en suite? Tell me all about it.
We have two twin en suite rooms. One's double, one's family en suite. And two single rooms which have their own private bathroom with shower.
And then things in the neighbourhood to do, if people choose to take that day off in the middle of the week and go and have a look around, obviously you're very close to Kilgerran with the castle and the gorge there to look at, and places like Llechryd nearby are very pretty. Bags of things for people to do if they want to actually leave Penwenart Farm and go and have a look.
There are many, many things in the area. There's the Pembrokeshire Coastal Path. There are the beautiful beaches. Caroline last night went off to Poppet and dipped her toes in the water. Kilgerran with its castle is of course, the closest.
And then there's the wildlife centre as well, isn't there? The Tivy Marshes.
Yes. You can walk through there, lovely walks, right through to Cardigan, if you wish. Some people have gone on a whole trek for the day, and in which case I give them a packed lunch and off they go, walking the coastal path. But on the whole, most people do stay, actually, and certainly for half a day, and they'll
rock on with it.
Yes, yes. Very often people, well, more often than not, people like to make a particular article, so they've got something to take home, like a tablecloth, a cushion, bag, rug, that kind of thing. And so...
So they're committed to that pretty much all week.
To finish the project, yes, usually. People have such busy lives and they just appreciate that time for themselves.